Relax. Gaze into your fire. Let's have a moment of old-time storytelling. I want to tell you the story of Io. Io c'est Lucie, the condor sister of the stars, lives high in the atmosphere on Heart Island. The condor clan landed here at the beginning of time when all life began. Io loves clarity and vision. Her voice is a great thunderclap, and the Hati'i who follow her heartbeat are the manifestations of her dream. Many paths lead to the home of Io Tsilusi. A butterfly guards the east road, a bear guards the west, a deer the north, and a coyote in the south. There are four vision keepers. The vision keepers are clothed in clouds. Their bodies have no form. There are no eyes or ears, yet they can see and hear. From time to time, members catch glimpses of Io Isuisi. In our dreams, they are like images in shimmering water. So the way we think she looks is pieced together from our dreams. Together, the seven sisters have migrated us through evolutional history. Io's home in the distant south is a dream where ancient Hati'i philosophy interweaves this mystical and metaphysical initiation as one. Singing up in our ceremonies calls for women to catch a glimpse of the vortex portal. Io is the youngest of the star sisters, and she assists us in the returning home of our mother planet, an essentially new concept for most. Inside the vortex portal is a nest of transformation. Getting to the portal brings the comprehension of what we do, releases us from the giant egg from which we emerge. The portal exit. Myth and fantasy merge with reality, no longer separate. We become whole. We are no longer separate from the supernatural. With our intent to enter the portal and be consumed by the earth dragon, Tashina, we return to our original memory, equipped to sit among the ancient oracles of all generations. Io's keepers of faith ritual holds this truth. When you come, you can say nothing but truth. If you lie, you will not be granted access. Story as definitive philosophy was revealed to a young spirit woman through an allegorical process. A process ensconced in our initiation today. We have conditioned ourselves to grasp and accept the crystalline truth of our destiny's fulfilling. And because of our dedication to live our vision, we manifest that myth as holistic and embody it within. Thus it was that the keepers of faith oracles came to perform the rites, opening the exit of the portal for the women to unite their vision. And it followed that we have played in this important way, revealing why in signs and dreams, even as we have asked. To be consumed by the dragon has long been held secret. The prayers uncovered the details of our journey. Attaining the core knowledge of those important experiences was easily facilitated. The animate and inanimate merge. Eos symbol, the lightning bolt, sends shivers a sensuality that personify ethereal undulation, cleansing the waters ancient. Then the great wolf calls us. What is there to be done? Show respect and pray. As we dream, we grow our power. We then may soar with condor and eagle. This is our purpose. For many years, the Hati'i have mastered these rites. Each year has covered specific visions into evolution concerning life on Earth, all perpetuating sacred life. The spectrum lives. The rainbow spins. Eel holds us to be consumed by the dragon. We possess many aspects that unfold successfully. All the women retreated to Eo's lodge and took counsel together. Eo said, let us travel back 10,000 years to when beauty lived. As now, the initiation was subject to energetic sequency. Women, you are all powerful. Come, enter the dream with me. Back then, beauty was known to possess a spiritual bond with the Mother Earth, the eighth star sister turtle. The portal was the great sanctity for the vision keeper spirit women becoming oracles, imbuing them with the energy of nothing. The power was pristine. In order to maintain this bond with power, the oracles becoming were sanctified in this initiation. An incredible accumulation of invisible energy created by thousands of spirits facilitated the portal gauntlet dedicated to interlocking time. During initiation, the star lineage life is bonded. Then all the women created space. When I give the signal, said Eo, let's link our power together. So the women circulated their energies around perfectly encircling. This gives the succession extended power and refines communication. Until now, the women had dreamed the power, and now were asked by Eo to enter the power and be consumed. Beauty ventured into the egg within the portal, the dragon's mouth. Many have come to know this as the dragon's pearl. The teleporting time and space within this consecrated knowledge is perpetuating. Beauty became alive, her consciousness growing with symbolic union. At every turn within the vortex, Beauty was challenged to reveal her truth. As a teacher, she brought understanding of night and day, male and female, balancing life and the creation of family. As a healer, she wiped the people's tears with the ashes of their ancestors, and all were miraculously transformed. As a visionary, she dreamed of things that would come to be. As a leader, she organized people in harmonic actions that brought greater healing and unification of the soul. As a humanitarian, she nurtured others in their times of need. As a channel, she shared messages that kept the people on the sacred path. As a manifester, she enacted rituals to keep the water cycles flowing. By this time, 400,000 women were watching Beauty. an ancient covenant was being fulfilled, and she would surely emerge from the egg, fulfilling prophecy in integrity and deliberate action. Following the tracks of the ancients, we sense time and are surprised by this initiation. This specific initiation reveals all time personified as one, binding the star lineage to the extended soul manifestation. Through this reenactment of those rites, we achieve integrated time, an echo of the first keeper of life long ago. Kiha! We are born anew, Iototo cries. Breathe, relax. Are you ready?